return and in greater number. Quick, up on my horse. Now let us ride! We probably should have got on the horse when he said...
It's all right, Pip-Bin. You can ride me, for I am strong and dinosaur-y now.
Harry and I caught up with the mysterious figure, finally coming to a halt in a forest clearing.
Thank you, masked stranger. When I remove my mask, you will find me neither masked nor stranger. Ta-da! Sorry, you are the Reverend Godley Fecken. Your father-in-law?
Of course!
Sorry, you look different.
No, I don't.
Well, apart from the beard and the eye patch and the large spot on the end of your nose.
Hence my nickname, the Scarlet Pimple. Anyway, you and Harry haven't changed a bit.
No. Except, I am a dinosaur.
I thought it was a new type of jacket.
I thought the church sent you to be a missionary in the Third World.
They did.
But this is France.
Yes, I had no idea it was so advanced either.
I was glad to see my father-in-law, but dreaded telling him I had lost his daughter on an exploding volcanic island.
So how come you lost my daughter on an exploding volcanic island?
How do you know that?
The church has an excellent worldwide communication system. Rightly wrote to me via prayer mail. Look.
Reading her letter, it was as if I could hear her voice.
Dear Father, am in Russia, having escaped from exploding volcanic island. No thanks to Pip. Love, Rightly. B.S. If you see Pip, tell him to rescue me from Russia.
I must go to her, but only after thwarting Mr. Benevolent.
B.P.S. If Pip suggests thwarting Mr. Benevolent before rescuing me, tell him not to.
I'm sure she will understand.
P.P.P.S. I won't understand. Sometimes I think he loves Mr. Benevolent more than me.
There is barely any attraction there.
P.P.P.P.S. Tell him to pull his bloody finger out.
I am caught on two tines of a moral fork. To risk a benevo-conquered world or the wrath of my fierce wife.
Do you know where Benevolent is?
In France. He was threatening me just before you rescued us.
I know him. He purports to be an evil local businessman. Calls himself Monsieur Bien Volevant. If we ride through the night, we could reach his evil chateau by morning.
Is it on the way to Russia?
We'll tell Rightly it is.
Then let us ride.
We rode hard, stopping shortly after dawn for a strange French breakfast.
I dunk this croissant into some hot chocolate in a bowl.
Don't be frightened.
If I said it was delicious, would that be treason to Britain?
Yes.
Then it is horrible. Can I have some more, please?
It was a glorious day. The sky was blue. The sun was out. The birds were singing. And I experienced a curious sensation, for I realized I quite liked France.
Hold on. I can dino smell salty water. Tears. I know those tears. It is Pippa. And even though she left me for evil, we must help her.
We found her sitting on the steps of Monsieur Bien Volevant's evil chateau.
Dear sister.
It's serious. She is going through every type of cry in her repertoire.
Right, finish crying. Just cross now.
Why?
Mr. Benevolent has dumped me. I am no longer his evil consort.
At this, I saw conflict on Harry's dino face. Hope mixed with anguish, mixed with empathy, making a new emotion called hanguipathy. Finally, his lungs emitted one huge elemental shout.
Fandabby-dozy!
I have been discarded like a scotch egg purchased by someone who, after one bite, remembers they don't like scotch eggs.
Are you saying you're a scotch egg? There is no comparison! Thou art more lovely and less covered in breadcrumbs. How could Mr. Benevolent not want you?
I'll tell you. He wrote it in a letter. Suddenly, undear Pippa.
Go on, do the voice.
Very well.
Suddenly, undear Pippa. Basically, your history, Lady O. Goniatus Maximus. Rest assured, it's definitely not me, it's you. Essentially, you are rubbish at being evil. I can't help but feel you too often confuse the words bad and evil. For example, washing up badly is not the same as washing up evilly. It is merely unhygienic. Evil washing up involves crying children, smashed plates, and at least two dead dogs. So, goodbye. Yours, benevolent brackets, gently, close brackets, M-A-F-R-C-E.
M.A. and F.R.C.E.?
Master of Orphanness and Fellow of the...